Praise the Lord. Today we begin our mid-year retreat with a reflection titled, Never Forget. Let's begin with a prayer. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear Father, we thank you for life today. We pray for the enlightenment of the Holy Spirit, that as we study your word, in-depth understanding will be given unto us in Jesus' name. Amen. Our scriptural text is taken from Psalm 103 from verse 1 to 5. It says, Praise the Lord, O my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from the pit and crowns you with love and compassion, who satisfies your desires with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. If you look back from January to this very present time, you will discover the year has been a challenging one. And there are many people that have given up pertaining the year. If we look at what the psalmist says, he says, Praise the Lord, O my soul. The psalmist understood the situation he was and stepped out of his life to appreciate that life. You need to step out of your life sometimes to appreciate the life God has given you this year. He said, all my inmost being praise his holy name. You see, having an objective reflection about your life will help you to appreciate God better. The true appreciation you can give must come from within, a heartfelt appreciation. And this can only come when you step out of your life to appreciate it. When you step out of the year to appreciate what has been happening to you through the year. It says, Praise the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefit. How important is this? As humans, many a times we have short memory. We don't easily remember the good things that happen to our life. And that is why we need to step out of our lives to look at it and appreciate God. You know, when I through the course of the year, I experienced some grave challenges. And at a point, I had to sit down and start asking myself, am I really a man of God? You know, I so much prayed at the beginning of the year between December and January. We have made every plan and arrangement of traveling to France and maybe spend the new year there, attend the retreat, then move to another country in Europe. After praying, gathering every resources, I saw everything fell flat. And at the end of it all, we've lost about 700,000. And the whole situations of life started putting my faith into question. Am I really serving God? Is God answering my prayers at all? Is God still powerful to change the minds of people? So with all this, at a point, I had to sit down and start reflecting back on the life I have lived. I started recalling the mighty works that the Lord has done through my life, how he has helped me, how he has answered my prayers, and I realized how important this point is. Never forget all his benefits. Never forget the benefits of God in your life. You need to cast your mind back to remember how has the year been? The virus everywhere, disease, sickness, trouble. Have you forgotten the Lord's mercies upon your life? It is time to reflect again. After reflecting over my life, I realize God is a faithful God. The psalmist says we should not forget the forgiveness of God. God forgives all our sins. See, if he has judged us according to our iniquity, none of us will be alive today. So let's not forget that Jesus has taken away our sin. We are in a position where we can call God Father, and as children of God, we can inherit the blessings of God. I think it is worth it to thank God for your salvation. The second thing the psalmist says we should remember is that God heals every one of our diseases. How wonderful it is, how important it is at this very season of coronavirus. How the COVID-19 has affected many lives, many businesses. Some people are sick, some people are trying to recover. But the Lord has kept us away from it. In fact, the reason why we are even complaining is because we are healthy. Do you know some people are sick today, some are dying, and they are just lifting up their hearts to God and say, Lord, just heal me. But the Lord heals us from every of our diseases. It is worth praising God, who redeems your life from the pit. Through the disease, the pit here means hell, trouble, trauma. The Lord redeems our life. As I reflect on my not being able to travel to France in December, January, I realize there is God's hand in it. He redeemed my life and the life of my family from the pit. You can imagine if we had traveled and we got stuck in France due to the lockdown and the virus. Remember, the virus was so much in Europe and the virus might have affected the family. But if you don't reflect on this, if we don't reflect on this, we may not see it. Remember the times when you traveled and the Lord gave you journey mercy in the air, through the land, the sea. The Lord saved your life from the pits. Remember the times you tripped and you stood up again, healthy. It is the Lord who kept your life. Remember the times that you almost got accidents, but it never occurred. It was the Lord who kept your life. Look at those who are being kidnapped. Look at those who are suffering from bandits, from robbers. It is the Lord who kept your life from this distress, from the pit. The Bible says again, He crowns you with love and compassion. Can you just look around? Family members, people around you, there are reasons to thank God. The love and compassion around you. The Lord has supplied you. The Lord has provided people, destiny helpers around you who help you one way or another to survive through your trying period. Some other times, you also thought that you may not survive because you lost someone or something bad happened to you. But look at you today. It is something to thank God about, who satisfies your desires with good things. This very age you are. Some people are still desiring to reach this particular age. You know, when I reflect on my life, I realize despite this challenging situation this year, I have reasons to thank God. Look at your life. The Lord has satisfied your desire with good things. Those things you prayed for. Remember when you asked God for admission, did God give it to you? Remember when you asked God for a job, did God give that job to you? Now look at where you are. You have forgotten. Some of us have forgotten that we cried once for admission. We've cried once for spouse. We cried once for a child. Some of us have forgotten that we asked God, Lord, if only you would take me to this point. See, the Lord has satisfied our desires. And I'm sure whatever you still desire, the Lord will still satisfy it. But never forget what He has done, so that you will be in a right position to praise Him. Finally, He said, He satisfies our desires so that our youth is renewed like the eagles. Remember those times that people look at you and say, oh, beautiful, oh, handsome guy. Remember those times people look at you and say, wow, you look young. How comes you are this healthy? Do you know it is written in the Word of God? The Bible says it's the Lord that renews your youth. So whenever people look at you and tell you, you look beautiful, remember to say, it is the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. When somebody look at you and say, you look younger than your age, remember the scripture that says, the Lord renews your youth like that of the eagle. Never forget what the Lord has done. Step out of your life. Take a moment of reflection. Looking deeply into your life, then turn back to your soul and you'll be able to say, bless the Lord, O my soul, all my innermost being, bless His holy name. May the Lord bless His word in our hearts in Jesus' name. Amen. Dear Father, we come to you after reflection, thinking of all the wonders that you have done for us. You have given us life, and that is why we are even here. Lord, we just appreciate you first of all for the life. We don't even need any reason to thank you, but Lord, you gave us salvation. That we are your children is enough. And we know as your children you care for us. Thank you for the times you save us from the pit. Thank you for the time you did not allow us to fall prey to the hands of the wicked. Thank you for the times you did not allow us to be put to shame. Thank you for giving us reasons to praise. I pray, O God, that you will help us today as we continue in this reflection to see your mighty works in our lives. As we continue in this reflection, help us to see objectively all that you have done for us. Give us the spirit of gratitude. Give us the spirit of appreciation that we will praise you. And as we continue praising your name, Lord, greater things you will continue to do. Receive our thanks today, O God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.